From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. At colleges and universities across Illinois, hundreds of thousands of students are returning to campus. This comes as the CDC says almost all of Illinois is seeing high or substantial levels of COVID-19 transmission. Last year, the University of Illinois system developed SHIELD, its own COVID-19 testing program. In this year, the university says vaccinations are mandatory for all students, staff, and faculty. But similar vaccine mandates have caused controversy. Across the border in Indiana, 8 students sued Indiana University in federal court over its vaccine requirement. Several lower federal courts rejected the students' arguments, saying they could choose not to attend. And last week, Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett denied an emergency request to block the vaccine mandate. Joining us now to talk about the upcoming school year is the president of the University of Illinois system, Tim Killeen. President Killeen, thank you for joining us again on the 21st.
Hope all is well with you, Brian.
Thank you. You as well. And listeners, I do want to note that the 21st's home NPR station, Illinois Public Media, WILL, is part of the University of Illinois. We work hard to be editorially independent, but President Killeen is at the top of our org chart, and the University of Illinois' policies do affect us. I should also note I'm also an adjunct instructor at the University of Illinois campus in Springfield, so caveat emptor. That said, listeners, we do want to hear from you. Our lines are open. 800-222-9455 is the number. How do you feel about mandatory vaccine requirements for students and faculty at universities? How do you feel about sending your child or grandchild back to college? Are you worried about the return of students in your community? Or if you just have a question for President Killeen, you can call us now. 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. You can also always tweet us at 21st Show. So, President Killeen, as I mentioned earlier, the U of I system is requiring all students, faculty, and staff who can be vaccinated to be vaccinated this semester. Can you talk about the decision-making process behind making this a requirement?
Yeah, well, as you know, and you pointed out, last year we developed a whole series of protocols that were very successful in having our whole system return with a hybrid model to world-class education. And so we have a lot of expertise, in-house expertise, that we rely on heavily, and we're communicating all the time on that. We have a big medical school. We have virologists, epidemiologists, digital experts who can help us with the contact tracing. We're looking at data all the time. And of course, we're paying very close attention to the guidance from public health authorities such as CDC. And as we saw, as everybody did, the emergence of the Delta variant and recognizing how quickly it can propagate and how its transmission characteristics are. So we decided quite early on, actually, that we needed to really take advantage of the vaccination possibilities, because the vaccines that have been developed, which we know a lot about because we also did the vaccine clinical trials for 2 of the top vaccines in broad use. That was our biggest tool in our arsenal against the COVID-19 pandemic. So vaccination is something that we are now requiring of all of our students, faculty, and staff. And we announced that for students in June, so they'd have plenty of time to, sufficient time to get vaccinated, to go through the 2 vaccine dose, and then build up the antibodies. And we think that this is the best way to create a very safe learning environment for our 90,000 plus students. And Brian, we're very excited at the start of classes. The students are returning, move-in is going smoothly. Our classes are going to be primarily now or largely face-to-face, although there will be hybrid and distance options available. And the vaccine requirement, I think, and I've seen from firsthand commentary coming to my desk, is providing a level of assurance and confidence in our student body, the parents, the community mm-hmm. writ large, that this will be a safe place to continue your studies and moving forward towards degrees. So we're very excited that we've got off to this start, but we're going to be on our toes. We're watching on a daily basis what's going on. And of course, we have this wonderful SHIELD system that provides us a rapid, fast, low-cost, non-invasive testing regimen, so we'll be able to keep track of the virus as it propagates into our communities and then step in as needed if we do see outbreaks. And we will see outbreaks, but we'll need to contain them just as we did successfully last year.
I want to come back to the testing, but let me ask you about this requirement policy, and I want to read from it here. It says, it will be required that all students, faculty, and staff who are able to do so will be fully vaccinated, defined as 14 days after the final dose, with a university-accepted COVID-19 vaccine. But then it says, quote, if you are not vaccinated, there is not an exemption process for the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. Instead, all unvaccinated individuals are required to participate in the on-campus COVID-19 testing program. End quote. So it does sound like there's a choice between being vaccinated or I guess defaulting into the testing program. Is it really a requirement then?
We have slightly different policies in the three universities that I oversee. And I think you're referring to the Urbana policy there, where we have rapid required testing that is for anybody who is not vaccinated for whatever reason. It could be a medical reason, it could be a religious reason, or simply unable to get vaccinated. And then we will have that requirement that they get testing regularly for students. It's multiple times a week. And of course, that information, a negative test, will flow into the digital iPhone or smartphone system, which will then enable those who cannot get vaccinated for whatever reason. But we are requiring everybody to get vaccinated who is able. But we do have that fallback of the testing regimen that we know works, and we know works well. What we don't know is that this Delta variant is a little faster on its feet than the previous versions. So we may have to really speed up that testing regimen, but it will be available for all who are unvaccinated.
Well, and let me ask about the different requirements on each campus, because as you know, there have been documented, I know some virologists don't like the term breakthrough infections, but there have been infections of vaccinated people, as was to be expected. The vaccines were meant to prevent severe disease, not infection. But the University of Illinois Springfield campus, I understand, is requiring everyone to test weekly if vaccinated, while Urbana is only requiring unvaccinated people to test every other day. Can you talk about why different requirements in each location?
Yeah, I think that was from the internal discussions of the teams on the different campuses. Springfield's a smaller campus, fewer people in general, and there's been it's logistically easier to just test everybody on their way to classes on a regular basis. So they decided under Chancellor Whitney's leadership to test for vaccinated and unvaccinated. And that will provide us some information on the issue that you mentioned earlier, the you know, how prevalent are breakthrough infections for vaccinated people. We'll learn some from our Springfield. Now, Urbana is a much bigger campus. It's more logistically challenging to test everybody all the time. And we are anticipating, as this requirement is in place, that the great majority of our community will be vaccinated. And so now, if you're vaccinated, as I am, I'm still going to be testing myself every week or so. And so the vaccinated can also participate in the on-campus testing, but it's not a requirement for the vaccinated to be testing. It is for the unvaccinated to be testing. And so if you want to be on campus, you do have a choice here. If you're not vaccinated, or you're not participating in the regimen of testing, we are not expecting you on campus. You cannot be on campus participating on campus. So that students do have a choice to participate or not. And if they cannot get vaccinated for whatever reason, and on the Urbana campus, there's not the exemption process that there is on the other campuses, they will have to participate in this intensive testing regimen, which will lead to, you know, the approval to get on campus, which will be manifested on the cell phone. So either way, we will know, and the instructors will know, and the students in every classroom will know that situation is being cleared for COVID through vaccination primarily, but also through intensive testing if that's not possible.
Let me take a moment to reintroduce you. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Tim Killeen, the president of the University of Illinois System, which of course has campuses in Urbana, Springfield, and Chicago. If you want to join our conversation, the number is 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. We asked our listeners through our Text the 21st group about how they were feeling about returning to college or university and the vaccine requirements. Kathy says, the way the university is handling the reopening and return of students to campus is the only way to proceed safely. Vaccines, as well as other safety measures, are the only way to get this pandemic under control. It is shameful that our community is not exhibiting the same common sense. Another listener who did not leave a name expressed concern about community colleges and said, why are the community colleges not asking their students to get vaccinated? President Killeen, I'm not going to ask you to respond to that, but I do wonder, we have seen at other institutions, hospitals, for example, that have put in vaccine requirements, they have had some attrition of staff. And I wonder, have you heard about students or faculty or staff who have not been happy and have left as a result of the vaccine mandate?
Well, certainly there's been some pushback. You know, I've had emails myself, but the significant majority of the feedback has been along the lines of your first respondent there, that this is the way to contain the pandemic in a community like ours. And we work very closely with the community, and the local public health authorities are in really good alignment with what we're doing. And of course, our Shield technology is in broad use beyond our campuses as well. I'm told that now Shield is available for over 1,000 schools across the state of Illinois. So we're extremely proud of what we've managed to accomplish in with no severe student illnesses, no deaths, no evidence of transmission from the campus to adjacent communities, strong partnership across that boundary, and really reliant on the science and technology that we brought into being effectively. And of course, now that we've done millions of tests, we have this good, really strong insight into what happens as COVID progresses. Vaccinated, we'll learn a lot about the unvaccinated transmission as well in the next weeks. So we're proud of what we've been able to do. And frankly, our technology is being adopted in many universities across the country and around the world, in New Zealand, Philippines, for example. And I mentioned the public schools and the private schools in our own state, but many other universities and commercial entities have also adopted what we've... Now, all of that said, what now is the centerpiece of our approach is vaccination, because that is our strongest by far tool in the arsenal. If we can get everybody vaccinated, we will increase the safety of our circumstance. And then we have all that testing and protocol technology to fall back on as well. So this is about as safe as it's going to be almost anywhere, I would suggest. And if things start to happen that we can't control, then we will pivot, as we've shown in the past. So we're not going to be complacent as we move into this next period of weeks and months.
Well, and we need to take a break in a couple of minutes here, but before we do, I did want to ask about that pivot, because we have seen cases are now rising in Illinois, and to an extent where in the past, if we were in one of the earlier so-called phases of the coronavirus disease, there would have been restrictions put in place. The governor has chosen not to go back down that route. I know the university did reimpose a mask requirement following the CDC guidance after the counties where the universities are located were, you know, in substantial or high transmission, as the CDC says. Do you see the university, and again, in about a minute and a half here, potentially going back to more hybrid classes if the cases continue to ramp up with this Delta variant, or, you know, perhaps other Greek alphabet variants that we haven't even seen yet?
If we have to, we will. We will certainly do that on the basis of our own scientific expertise and guidance from the public health authorities. What we're seeing, of course, is in the rise of cases is primarily an unvaccinated communities. And we realized that was going to be the situation several months ago, which is why we put in place our vaccination requirement on our campuses to make sure that our communities were as fully safeguarded as possible. And that's been notably well received on our three campuses. And I think it's provided the reassurance that I mentioned before. But should things change dramatically from where we are, I'm always the optimist. I'm confident that we've got as good a system in place as any place you'll find. But should things change, a new variant emerge, we will know what happens very quickly because of the testing regimen we have. We also do the genomic marker analysis. We also have wastewater technologies in place. So we have the top of the line ability to really see what's going on rapidly. And of course, then we have this testing approach, which is very fast and non-invasive, as I mentioned, that gives us that additional level of security as we go into this.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break. We will continue this conversation in about 90 seconds. Listeners, today we are speaking with University of Illinois System President Tim Killeen. As I said, we're going to continue this conversation. This is the 21st. Stay with us. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're continuing our conversation with Tim Killeen, president of the University of Illinois System, campuses, of course, in Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield. 800-222-9455 is the number if you want to join our conversation. 800-222-9455. We spent the first part of our conversation talking about COVID and the changes that is bringing about in universities. I want to shift now to talk about demographic changes. We have new census numbers out, and I wonder, Illinois is losing population, no surprise there. What does that say to you about the future for higher education in Illinois, and how do you see the U of I dealing with those changes in the future? And just to say, I understand Chicago and Springfield enrollment maybe are a little more sensitive to population trends. Urbana's maybe a little more insulated from that. But what changes do you see the U of I needing to make to deal with a declining population in Illinois?
Yeah, well, thanks for the question. We're seeing for 9 years now a growth in our student enrollment across our system. We've seen some reductions at UIS, our regional campus, in the last 3 or 4 years that we're concerned about, and we're looking carefully. We think that is connected to demographics. But if you look at UIC and UIUC, we're seeing growth. So last year was our world record number of close to 91,000 students. We're expecting to breach that number again. Our applications were up, our admissions were up. And so right now we're not seeing system-wide a reduction in interest in access to our world-class educational opportunities. And of course, we're gearing up to take care of all of that. And 4 out of every 5 of our undergraduates come from the state of Illinois. So we're looking after the state's population. We think, though, and we believe that the demographics of the state are connected to the economic vitality, the job opportunities, the overall level of economic vitality. And we want to participate in that. And if there's something that we think can be done, it's lifting the whole state up and by providing opportunities, not just for educational attainment, but for jobs after that. And then jobs where there can be multiple opportunities, lifelong learning opportunities, upskilling and reskilling. And so I'm always optimistic about these things. I think University of Illinois system will be playing an ever increasingly important role in the future of the state, human capital development. And we're certainly not seeing declines in interest or enrollment right now. And we're seeing actually interest internationally in coming here too. But you're right, the demographic trends are significant. We're watching them carefully. We're trying to understand them carefully. We're concerned about high schoolers that are ready for prime time in our own state, leaving to go to other states, and we want to work on that to keep our talent in the state. We do know that if somebody leaves to get a degree somewhere else, they're quite unlikely to return to the state of Illinois. So that's a piece of the puzzle that we're intensely concerned with, is that we keep we provide wonderful, affordable opportunities for our young people in Illinois to get great degrees and then opportunities to move forward in life and have wonderful careers as well. So that's our role, that's our function. And so far we've seen a growth in enrollment pressure, and I anticipate that continuing into the future. We're also gonna see more distance educational products as well, and maybe some other credentialing that beyond or different from degrees, the traditional degrees.
While we're on the subject of demographics, I also wanted to ask about, and I'm going off 2019 numbers here, but the Census Bureau says roughly 15% of the Illinois population identifies as Black, or Black alone, as the Census Bureau says. That doesn't count people who say they're multiracial. At the U of I Urbana, the flagship campus of the U of I system, the enrollment is 6% African American. What do you make of that gap?
We have a gap that we need to fill, and we're working on it. And COVID has not helped, I can tell you that. We were on a really good trend, maybe a percent a year, not breakthrough numbers, but significant advancement in African-American participation. We need to do better with that. We need to get to that number that you're quoting there in Urbana. Overall, our representation of underrepresented minorities is healthy, I would say. It's above national averages, so we're doing well. But that there is a gap there with African American student population. So we want to assure families that they come to University of Illinois, they are retained, they get degrees, they have less debt, it's affordable, they have wonderful career, lifelong opportunities, and it's right here in their own state. And so we wanna do the best job we can in recruitment and retention. We've seen some growth, but there's a distance yet that we need to cover with African Americans.
Last thing, and I know our time with you is almost up, but I do wanna ask, you mentioned international students. Even before the pandemic, which obviously presented its own challenges, there has been reporting on a perception, particularly in India and China, but many other countries as well, that America and Americans were no longer as welcoming to foreign students as they once might have been. I wonder, how has that affected enrollment? What is the U of I doing to counteract that?
Well, we are as welcoming as we've ever been to international students, and we've got wonderful pipelines of international students. As I pointed out earlier, we have many more students from Illinois than international students, so we're not displacing Illinois opportunities by international opportunities, but our students are well looked after, they're taken care of, they get wonderful opportunities for career advancement and intellectual advancement. I do believe we need to diversify our family of international participants, and that's connected to the innovation agenda that I alluded to earlier on. We're in a global economy. We need to connect. And so the University of Illinois will continue to do that very well. We've seen some issues with visas and timelines and things of that sort, which have been discouraging, but we've not seen a drop in interest. We are trying to diversify the number of international countries that see opportunities here at the University of Illinois system. We want to remain open to the world and have those flows coming back and forth on the intellectual side and on the human capital side. We're just in the process of opening an office in India, where we see significant growth there. And we will be opening an office in Mexico, where we see wonderful opportunities, given particularly the large number of individuals, families with Mexican heritage, notably in Chicago. So we're connected to the outside world, and we'll continue that. And I want to reassure anybody who's listening from that perspective that we're a welcoming environment.
Tim Killeen is the president of the University of Illinois system. President Killeen, thank you for being with us again on the 21st.
Thank you very much.